from KQED.
Tomorrow morning, UC scientists are expected to release a Punjabi wasp in Los Angeles. It's the first major release in a major urban area in California. The wasp is intended to counter the spread of another bug from South Asia that threatens California's billion-dollar citrus industry. I'll let the entomologist from UC Riverside in charge of this program explain. Mark Hoddle, tell us about the Asian citrus psyllid.
The Asian citrus psyllid is a very small insect that's native to parts of Asia, and it arrived here in California in 2008, and it was first found in San Diego and Imperial counties. And slightly after that time period, large populations were also found in LA County. Now, this insect is a known citrus pest which has caused big problems in many other countries around the world. So, for example, there are very large infestations in Mexico, throughout the Caribbean, parts of Central and South America, and Florida has large populations as well.
What is it that the citrus psyllid does?
The major problem with the Asian citrus psyllid is not so much the fact that it sucks juice out of the citrus trees, but that it has the ability to inject into those trees a bacterium which causes a lethal disease called Huang Long Bing. And once this bacteria is in the tree, there is no known cure for it. The fruit becomes small, misshapen, they become more acidic, quite hard, and they aren't suitable for eating or juicing.
So what is this wasp that you're releasing?
We have spent the last 18 months working in the Punjab of Pakistan at the University of Agriculture in Faisalabad, looking for small parasitic wasps which attack the nips of the Asian citrus psyllid. The reason we chose this area to conduct our research is because it's thought to be the native range for this pest, and hence we had the best opportunity for finding natural enemies most closely adapted to Asian citrus psyllid. So we have found two species of parasite. We brought them back to the quarantine facility at the University of California, Riverside, and for about 14 to 16 months we ran a battery of safety tests. So we are now in the process of releasing these little parasites, and the way they work is that the females will fly around citrus trees looking for nymphs of the Asian citrus psyllid, and when the female finds a nymph, she uses her ovipositor, which is kind of like a syringe, and she stabs the nymph with that syringe and then injects an egg underneath the host. And that egg hatches, and the parasite larva feeds on the Asian citrus psyllid nymph, killing it. The reason we want to do this is that the psyllids seem to be radiating out of these hot zones in LA County and are now threatening commercial production areas in Ventura County, parts of San Bernardino and Riverside counties.
How can you be sure that the wasp isn't going to find other creatures suitable for injecting its eggs?
Right. We don't anticipate any unforeseen consequences from the release of this parasite, and one of the reasons for that is that it's very host-specific. It's highly evolved to feed just on Asian citrus psyllid. So for this parasite to sort of de-evolve and become more of a generalist parasite would require an immense number of biological, physical, biochemistry, and behavioral changes to use other hosts, which seems very unlikely.
So why is this approach better if it is than spraying, say, pesticides or insecticides?
One of the reasons we're using natural enemies for the biological control of Asian citrus psyllid is because this parasite has the potential to control pest populations in areas such as people's backyards, which are very difficult to treat with pesticides as part of the ongoing management program for this pest. Because the parasites have the ability to fly over walls, cross over lock gates, and they're not disturbed by aggressive guard dogs. Now, we are setting our sights modestly at a 20 to 30% reduction because this is a probable number that can be achieved by the parasite, and we're not trying to oversell this technology as a silver bullet solution to this pest problem.
Mark Hoddle is a biological control specialist with the UC Cooperative Extension.